Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of the Jolly Heretic. Now, I always rather thought, I know a lot of you are interested in intelligence, and I always rather thought that intelligence starts to decline past the age of sort of 45, 50, something like that. That intelligence, raw intelligence, problem-solving, goes up with age, and then it goes into decline, and then eventually you become a silly old man. But it turns out, according to a new analysis, that is not true at all. And that in reality, people that are 70, even people that are older than that, are objectively more intelligent than people that are 20. And indeed people that are younger than them. And I thought this was fascinating. And so I thought I'd look at it today. Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of The Jolly Heretic. Now, today I would like to talk about intelligence, which is, of course, the topic I'm particularly interested in, and in particular, evidence that an idea which I always had no reason to question, which was that intelligence goes, raw intelligence, the ability to solve problems, goes up with age. Up until sort of 50, something like that, and then starts to decline. I always assumed that was the case, that made sense, but it turns out it isn't the case, and in fact people carry on getting more intelligent for even longer. But before I look at that, could you do me a favour? Could you please, please, please subscribe? Could you subscribe on YouTube and hit the bell button and hit the like and all that stuff? It really helps if you do that. And also could you subscribe to my Substack? That's jollyheretic.com, where I put all the most based content, some of it free, some of it not, which I can't put on YouTube, where I put in-person interviews, where I put vlogs, and where if you like what I do, you can support me for the cost of a pint of beer a month. Okay, back to the video. So, very interesting Substack called Heretical Insights, and there is a post called Age and Cognitive Decline. The person that writes it is called Aaron Dymarski or something. And it's very interesting. So what we've generally found, and you may have noticed this if you're one of my older viewers, if you're like me, then you will note that you seem to feel more intelligent as you get older. You know, I'm almost 45, and if I think back to when I was in my 20s, the world just makes more sense, and I seem to be able to solve problems more quickly and understand more complex problems and immediately perceive more nuance and more levels of the issue and whatever, and more quickly understand those things than was the case when I was in my 20s, and certainly when I was an undergraduate student and at that kind of age. It seemed the world is just makes sense more quickly to me. And also, you notice, obviously, I find myself hanging around with a lot of people that one might call based, and because of the polarisation that's happening in society, those people will often be considerably younger than me. We know there is this sort of Gen Z based rebellion that is happening, and many of them are very intelligent and perceptive, fine, but I do find quite a few of them to be very sort of simplistic and silly in quite a few of the things that they say. And a big part of that is youth. Because intelligence goes up. Raw intelligence. Let's distinguish between IQ, that's intelligence quotient, your intelligence score in relation to your cohort, to people of your own age, and raw intelligence, i.e. the ability to solve problems. And according to older studies, what you find is that from about the age of 20, knowledge that doesn't intelligence subtests that do not involve the application of knowledge, that is to say, fluid intelligence, start to go down. And part of that seems to is quickness almost. It's you know, memory, by the way, also decreases with age. And you may notice as you get older that your memory isn't as good. But it's sort of quickness of answering the questions. But this starts to go down. But then with regard to crystallized intelligence, that is to say, applying knowledge to solving a problem, this goes up until middle age, until 45, 50. And then this starts to go down. Now, what this analysis shows is that there are serious flaws in the studies that have shown this, because the studies that have shown this do not take into account the Flynn effect and how the Flynn effect works. So the Flynn effect is the idea, and to sort of we had to go back a bit. The Flynn effect is that let's conceive of intelligence as a bit like a pyramid. And at the base of the pyramid, there are specialized abilities that tap into certain specialized kinds of intelligence. So things like the ability to throw a ball or drive a car or spot patterns or something like that are weakly related to the core of intelligence, which is problem solving. Then these can be factor analyzed into three major abilities: verbal intelligence, spatial intelligence, and mathematical intelligence. And then because people that are good at one are normally good at all three, this can be factored down into general intelligence, into G, which, by the way, is strongly genetic. Now, the problem with the IQ tests is that you basically have a series of tests and you average out the results. Now, what this has led to is something called the Flynn effect. And the Flynn effect is that we notice that IQ scores seem to go up by half point or a bit less per decade from the 1930s onwards. Now, what is causing this? Well, it's not intelligence. Intelligence is not getting higher because on every other measure or proxy for intelligence, we are getting less intelligent, as I've looked at in my book, At Our Wit's End, How We're Becoming Less Intelligent and What It Means for the Future. So reaction times, which are a proxy for intelligence, are getting longer, for example, across time. So we're not getting more intelligent. What seems to be happening is that the environment is changing, and this is what Jim Flynn, who is credited with discovering the effect, said. The environment is changing in such a way as to make us think in a more kind of scientific way, which mimics intelligence. And this pushes to its phenotypic maximum certain IQ subtests that relate to spotting similarities and patterns and that sort of thing. And so, therefore, because of the IQ test averages out the scores, the increase on this element of the test is so massive, so substantial and so quick that it cloaks everything else that is happening, and it comes across as an IQ rise, even though it is not actually an intelligence rise. That's the Flynn effect. Now then, the problem with these tests, according to the article Age and Cognitive Ability, is that they're assessing the intelligence of these cohorts of different ages at the same time. And that is not taking into account the differential impact of the Flynn effect on these people. So the Flynn effect is going to be, if you're born in 1970, you will have experienced a more scientifically oriented, scientific thinking society at a younger age as well than somebody that's born in 1940. And that's it. The tests are not taking that into account. The tests are also not taking into account how you will react to a more scientifically oriented society at a different age. So how the Flynn effect will work when you are older, and people that are older are less able to learn normally, are less able to take in new information and absorb things than people who are younger. And it's argued that when you do that, and when you take all of this stuff into account, then people that are what happens is that intelligence goes up to the age of about 50, and it doesn't go into decline at all. It stays the same. And it stays the same until at least about the age of 70. Such that we can conclude that people who are about 70 may well be about 15 IQ points higher than they were when they were, let's say 11. So this is a huge change in our thinking, and then it goes into decline. It may well go into decline, but if so, normally not until the age of 80 or so, when it can go into substantial decline in the ability to solve problems. But that's, of course, because things like literal cognitive decline starts to hit in at that age. And so that's what causes that difference. And so unless cognitive decline does hit in, unless you have like Alzheimer's or beginnings of dementia or whatever, then it seems that you just get more and more intelligent with age, up to 50, whatever, up to middle age, and then you basically just stay the same. So unless cognitive decline hits in, which of course in most people it eventually does, then older people are just more intelligent than young people. There is not just wisdom with age. there is intelligence. And I think that's worth thinking about in a society obsessed with the cult of youth and in listening to what the young people have to say. Young people, in general, just aren't very intelligent. Well, I hope that's a bit of interest, and thank you very much, and goodbye!
Are you ready for the future of the West?